I'd like to call order the regular meeting for the town of Brule, May 11th, 2026. Please take a moment to silence all your cell phone or personal electronic devices. Ms. Young, can you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Young.
Here.
Councilmember Tassin. Councilmember Schutz.
Here.
Councilmember Kershaw.
Present.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Okay, under recognition and commendations, I would like to recognize and thank Mr. Tom Acosta for his 20 years of service as the town of Brule attorney. So Tom, I really appreciate your dedication and your hard work for us. Thank you very much for that.
So much. Congratulations.
Thanks, Tom.
I appreciate the opportunity, sir.
Our next item is approval of minutes for the regular meeting of April 13th, 2026. I think there was a few editorials that were made. We mentioned that at the committee meeting. Namely, it was for the Lifehouse contract. We removed item number 9, contingent upon it being approved, and also verification from RMI regarding the town of Brule insurance for coverage of the personnel. Other than that, I don't believe there's any other comments. Can I get a motion from the council?
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kershaw, second by Mr. Schutz. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
Signify by opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Under committee reports, Public Work Committee, I'll read the Public Work report for April 2026. The total rainfall for April, the town had 5 rain events for a total of 4.1 inches. That's going to change significantly for next month. 0 SCADA alarms, 0 out of compliance test violations at the wastewater treatment facility. Union Baptist Graveyard Ditch was brought to grade. 2026 overlay project was completed. There's still some punch list items to remain, namely those were cleanup, some striping, I think some driveway repairs, etc. Repaired a manhole cover behind Salad Station Complex. Several catch basin sinkholes were repaired throughout town. Had a meeting with the parish drainage team about the upcoming drainage work on Orleans Quarters, and I'm pretty sure that the inclement weather delayed that. Upcoming, we have the bulk pickup is scheduled for this week, May 11th, and flags will be put out for Memorial Day and fly through July 4th. Any other comments under Public Works? The next item is to consider change order for the street overlay project. I was conversing with the mayor today, and since there was no pay app or change order submitted, I'd like to suggest to the council that we take no action tonight on this item. Is there any comments regarding that? Tom, do I need a motion for that? We're just not going to take an action?
No, we don't have anything to consider because
we didn't get the pay after.
Yeah.
Roger that. I need to open as a public comment. And 4. All right, under Planning and Zoning Committee, we have nothing. Under Finance Committee, in your packet, we have the budget to actual for April 2026. So I know we discussed budget at length at the committee meeting. That's still a work in progress. We're still collecting sales taxes. So what we have before us here on the actual proposed budget is still unfinalized. The mayor does have a budget message for 2026-2027, and I'll read that real quick. It says, Council, thank you for another exciting budget year. Our wastewater sewer project will become complete soon. We may budget a small amount for engineering next year if needed, but the project is 99% complete. Our sewer system should be set for the next 20 years, hopefully beyond, and thank you for that. Sales tax posed some challenges last year, so we may lower that line item a bit. We will wait and see what we receive this month, then make adjustments. I propose we overlay Orleans Quarters this year. and want to put $200,000 in the budget. It may require foundation repair. I plan to put $100,000 for drainage again this year to complete the Allain Basin project. We cannot complete an escape road from Orleans to Allain Street due to price increase, maybe in the future. I propose $10,000 to pay for rendering of the lot next to St. James Park. Hopefully we can get a committee together to come up with some ideas. I also plan to budget for a new accounting system. We are participating in demos of different software and hope to make that change this year. We will have some changes next year in personnel. Shane and Eric will retire before December this year. I'm already looking for replacements to bring in early for training before they leave. Thank you for your support. The budget is a working document until it is passed. Please feel free to reach out with any thoughts. Scott Rhodes, Mayor. So again, the mayor reiterated to me as well today, anything that we like to add in the budget, make sure we get to him. We're still collecting sales tax, as mentioned earlier, so it's still a work in progress on the budget. Any comments on that? All right, our next item is Personnel Committee. We have nothing. Under Recreation Committee, we have nothing. And under Police Committee, Lifesaver Award. Assistant Chief Tom.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
As I've previously stated, the Life Saving Award is, in my estimation, the highest reward we give and what every officer strives to be able to do just once in their career. So we had an amazing day last month where we were not only able to save one life, but two, by two different officers in two different incidents. So I'm going to give a quick and brief rundown of kind of what took place and the two gentlemen we're going to be honoring here today. Before I start, I would like to say that during the first incident, which was a CPR, in which upon arrival, the victim was no pulse, not breathing. There's also some firefighters that weren't able to make it tonight, and they deserve to be honored as well. Starting with paramedic Brady Doucette, paramedic Raymond Ferreira, paramedic Summer Smith, and Brent Bishop and Dexter Dalton, which are both firefighters. We plan to hopefully have them here at some point to publicly recognize their heroic efforts as well. But the Berea Police Department tonight will recognize Detective Allen and Corporal Byrd with life-saving awards for their quick actions during two separate medical emergencies in April of 2026. In the first incident, Lieutenant Allen arrived, responded to a scene first on scene to an actual sheriff's office call because he was closest and the only one down south to assist. And who the individual was initially reported as breathing, but upon arrival, they found the individual unresponsive without a pulse on his carport. Lieutenant Allen began CPR until West Bender's fire could arrive, in which place they took over. The patient arrived at the hospital with a pulse and breathing. They were able to bring him back. So, amazing job by Lieutenant Allen. Say going out of his jurisdiction, out of his way, and provided that assistance, which may have very well led to the gentleman keeping his life. In the second incident, Corporal Byrd later that night responded to a medical call of an overdose in which he had to give four milligram doses of Narcan to bring the lady back and bring her back to a conscious state, which otherwise she would have obviously passed away from. Normally one Narcan is enough to wake them up and get them back breathing and working. They took four, but he was able to get her back. So we'd like to honor both Lieutenant Allen and Corporal Devin Byrd with the Lifesaver Award from the Berea Police Department. Officer Byrd, Corporal Byrd. Thank you for your service. Yeah. Lieutenant Allen, thank you for your service.
Sir? We want you to take the picture.
Oh, shoot, I'm proud of you. Where do you want to go? You can do it right here. You should. I'll get behind you. What do you want to say?
Sherry, fix your hair.
It's no help. Can't help it.
Just a quick follow-up to that. Y'all will notice that there's been a packet added to your desk this evening. Some other things we're pretty proud of. In the last 2 weeks, Lieutenant Allen and I have worked vigorously to reformat some old equipment we had into park cameras at Alexander Park. We had uptick of when the pickleball courts opened. First weekend, we had somebody try to damage them. We had some donuts. So we have installed 3 cameras over there, and then we built our own solar-powered surveillance trailer, which has already been deployed twice, once at the pickleball court, once at Rio Cantina last week for the events. Those trailers normally run $40,000 to $80,000, depending on the options. We were able to build it under 10 with only a financial impact on this year's budget of 5 because we repurposed old equipment. So now Alexander Park, if you go by there, you'll see the blue lights. There's 3 cameras, 2 under the pavilion, which cover pretty much 360 degrees on the property. One on St. Francis looking down into the property, and then you will see our mobile surveillance trailer out at market days, Christmas events, and whatnot. So hopefully y'all see that. We're very excited. We got it all dialed into our old camera system, so everything goes in one place. Hopefully y'all see that, and that's all I got. Thank y'all.
Thank you very much.
Hi, one little bit. A lot of times people see the police department, and when we're doing proactive police work, and usually on the negative side, people see police, but this is what these folks really want to do, is protect and serve this community. And we have an outstanding group. I mean, I couldn't be more proud of these fellas. They do a great job. They make me look good every day. And we couldn't do that without the training. Y'all help us provide in the budget and stuff. All the right tools. We have everything we need. We truly appreciate y'all working with us to give us the tools we need to be able to do things like this. But thanks, y'all, and thanks these 2 guys.
Thank you. So just to echo that a little bit, and speaking not only from a citizen's perspective, the councilman as well, but, you know, that's a thankless job that you men are doing. And I certainly appreciate that. And oftentimes it goes unnoticed, like the chief just reiterated. But certainly welcomed, and I really do appreciate it very much.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all.
All right, and the Governmental Affairs Committee. We have nothing. Consideration of vetoed ordinances. We have nothing. Hearing and final actions on ordinances. We have nothing. And introduction of ordinances. So I'd like to go through each one of these, and if I could please have a council member introduce these. A is Ordinance 2 of 2026, Town Budget Adjustment 2025-2026 Fiscal Year. Can I have somebody introduce that, please?
I'll introduce that one.
Thank you, Mr. Kershaw. Item B is Ordinance 3 of 2026 Sewer Budget Adjustments for 2025-2026 Fiscal Year.
I'll do that one.
All right, Schutz. Thank you. Item C is Ordinance 4 of 2026 Town Budget for the 2026-2027 Fiscal Year.
I'll introduce that one.
Ms. Young, thank you. And item D is Ordinance 5 of 2026 Sewer Budget 2026-2027 Fiscal Year.
I guess I'll do that one too. Boy, I feel like I'm doing a lot of work.
You are.
You are.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Kershaw.
Okay.
All right. Under resolutions. First resolution we have is consider resolution 3 of 2026, which is the town ad valorem taxes. And I would like to recommend that the council, if we can get a motion, to discontinue collection of ad valorem taxes for the year 2026 within the corporate limits of the town of Brule. So since I've been privileged to be here on the council, we have never collected ad valorem, and Tom and I were conversing before the meeting, in his 20 years and even before, the town did not collect the ad valorem taxes for that particular calendar year.
And in fact, if I could add, the cost of collection would be more than
what you would collect.
What you would collect. So it really doesn't make sense to collect it. But we have to, you know, the council every year has to affirmatively vote not to collect it.
Roger that. So if I can get a motion
I'll move on that one.
I'll second it.
Mr. Schutz made a motion and seconded by Ms. Young. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The next item is the police department report.
All right. For April 2026, responded to 33 agency assists, 8 alarms, 1 animal problem, 2 assaults, 1 burglary, 1 child custody exchange, 1 civil incident, 5 controlled dangerous substance incidents, 2 damage to property, 4 disturbances, 1 DUI, 1 fraud, 1 juvenile problem, 12 medical calls, 7 no insurance tows, 3 obstruction of justice, 2 obstructing the police, 3 ordinance violations, 1 property crime, 2 public services, 1 security check, 1 possession of a stolen vehicle, 4 suspicious activity, 2 thefts, 8 traffic accidents, 6 traffic problems, 2 unlocks, 2 warrants, 1 weapons offense, and 5 welfare checks for a total of 123 calls for service for April. Department issued 208 citations in April 2026 with a total of 294 violations. On the Flock license plate readers, we had a total of 90 Flock alerts, 1 being for a stolen vehicle, 5 were persons of interest for active Brule PD cases, 35 violent person alerts, 48 sex offender alerts, and 1 known gang activity vehicle. Had 1 drone deployment for Love to Boot. The statewide cleanup day was more of a community policing. We had 22 arrests. 4 were a warrant arrest. 2 were reckless operation of a motor vehicle. 4 for possession of Schedule 1 narcotics. 3 of those were marijuana and 1 was MDMA. 2 aggravated battery, 2 resisting an officer, 1 flight from an officer, 1 illegal sale of nicotine vapes to juveniles, 1 sale of alcohol to juveniles, 1 felon in possession of a firearm, 1 illegal carry of firearms with a controlled dangerous substance, 1 open container, 1 driving under the influence, and 1 reckless operation of an ATV on the roadway. All right. Y'all have any questions on that? Any of that? All right. Couple updates and stats. Obviously, this budget's coming very close to being over. Have had some concerns expressed about overtime budget and revenue in general. So the first paper that you have in y'all's packet is last year's budget. Well, not budget, sorry. Last year's call stats. Last year to date for the budget,